This is a story about birds, land development, and the government, which can sound pretty dry. So here's something to keep in mind. It involves dancing and, well, sex. We'll get to the sexy part in just a minute, so keep that in mind. The bird in our story is the greater sage grouse. It's been described as a big chicken. The males stand about 2 feet tall. They live in Colorado and Wyoming and other states across the West. As their name implies, the birds live in sagebrush and other high plains areas, habitat that has changed over the last 50 years. David Boyd is with the Bureau of Land Management.
Increased vehicle traffic, increased human presence, increased noise seems to have a big impact on them. And then just increased infrastructure. So as you're going in and there's drilling rigs or power lines, and that makes them really nervous.
While Colorado is an exception, the number of greater sage grouse has been dropping around the country. A big reason why is how the birds find mates, as in the only singles hookup is when big groups of grouse gather in the spring. As they have for generations, the sage grouse always meet in the same spot, year after year. In these places, they stage elaborate courtship dances, kind of like anyone who has a favorite bar to check out the single scene. For the grouse, it's much the same. When something new shows up and changes everything, like a new oil drilling rig, now they have to look for a new spot. Again, David Boyd.
If there's disturbance and it's not working for them anymore, then they stop going to them.
So greater sage grouse can't go back to their favorite place to meet that special someone. And in a tragic twist, it's difficult for the birds to find a new hot place to meet. Scientists aren't sure why. Colorado has spent about $40 million so far trying to help the bird thrive. There's a multi-state effort to get ranchers, landowners, and other land users to work together to make life as easy as possible for the greater sage grouse. Enter the federal government. The Bureau of Land Management will decide how it's going to handle much of the greater sage grouse habitat in Colorado that's on public land. The BLM is considering restricting oil and gas development, ranching, and other activities. This worries some people.
My name is Frank Daly, and we ranch on Divide Creek, South Silt, myself and my family. We also have a ranch on the north side of the river, north of Newcastle, and on Eastern Plains at Ray, Colorado.
He's also the incoming president of the powerful Colorado Cattlemen's Association. The cattlemen worry that in their efforts to save the grouse, new restrictions on BLM land will hurt their livelihoods, especially in Garfield County.
We have sagebrush around here, but it's interspersed with oak brush. When you get up a little higher, there's quakies and spruce and so forth. This just doesn't seem to be ideal sage-grouse habitat.
About 400 greater sage grouse live in the Garfield County area, and while Garfield County officials agree the habitat isn't ideal, they are okay with some new restrictions in some specific places. What they don't want are blanket restrictions across big chunks of the county. Commissioner Tom Jankowski says he doesn't support the BLM's preferred approach and argues Garfield County already has a plan for taking care of greater sage grouse habitat.
On federal lands, we have within the priority habitat for the greater sage grouse, we have a no surface occupancy restriction. And then on private land, we then ask for voluntary restrictions from the private landowners.
For its part, the BLM says it might approve part of the Garfield County plan. The federal agency is taking a kind of mix-and-match approach, hoping to create a plan for the sage-grouse habitat that helps the bird with a minimum impact on local businesses and jobs. Time is of the essence. Another federal agency must decide by 2015 whether the bird should be listed as endangered or threatened. If the bird is considered either, it would mean even harsher restrictions to ensure the greater sage grouse has enough room to dance. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.